about over the last 60 days. So, you know, it was a personal decision. So all of this, the nonsense and the rumors, they're not true, folks. It's, you know, I love this city. I'm staying here. My son is in the process of buying a house here.
Oh, good for
him.
That's
how much I love this city. I'm not going anywhere. I will still be here to be at every function, to do what I need to do for this city. I'm going to die here. And, you know, I love it. And I'm not going to let 10% of those out there really deter me. I'm not going to do it. But right now, in my lifetime, for myself and my family, 13 years in public service, I'm just going to step away from it.
Utica Mayor David Farrell in the studio, 624-0870, 624-0870. Mr. Sullivan was also very critical of your appointment for Randy Sox. And he, you know, claimed he was, what does he know? He doesn't live in a city. He doesn't have any invested interest in the area. He's a suburban strip mall developer.
Well, you know what? Here's another fallacy. Mr. Sykes owns more commercial property in the city of Utica.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a fact.
Okay. He owns millions of dollars of real estate. He is a number one, a lawyer. Okay. He's a lawyer. He's a developer. There's nobody better. I can't tell you what a job he has done so far in the short period of time he's there. The people that have come to me and the developers, and they're just amazed at what this guy has done.
I've never heard a bad word about Randy Sox.
And let me tell you something.
People say that he's the most qualified person that's been in that position for years.
You know how many people I interviewed for that position? I have interviewed more people for that position, and that's why, you know, I don't care that he lives in New Hartford. He's qualified for the position. He was the most qualified for the position. You can't think. You know what? The thing that I look at is that everybody talks about consolidation, cooperation. Well, how are you going to have it if you want to live in a vacuum in Utica?
Yeah.
You've got to go over your borders, people. You've got to pull in the best people. And if you want consolidation and cooperation, don't you have to go over your borders?
I absolutely agree with you on that, because people cry out that, oh, they don't even live in the city of Utica. What do they care? What do they care? Well, listen, consolidation is the wave of the future. All these little towns are going to consolidate with each other. And if we just limit in the city of Utica, people from this that live in the city of Utica, that cuts the pool right in half or a quarter.
Listen, let me tell you something. He was the best appointment that I could have ever made. He is doing an excellent job, and I hope after I'm gone, I hope he decides to stay with the next administration, because he is an asset to this city. He's an asset to this community. He's a very, very bright guy.
He's funny, too. He's got a good sense of humor.
Yeah, he's a good man. He's a good, honest man, and I can't say enough about him. You know, that's why, I mean, what do you expect him to say about the guy that took his position?
Right. Talk to the town you're on with the mayor.
Hey, this is Jack Stanton from Ferndale. Mayor, you know Ferndale Place?
Yes, I do.
I just want to tell you, we've got a lot of flooding here, but the crew's been over here. They've been doing a good job. They've really been helping, because this is real bad here, but I just want to thank the city for the work they've been doing over here. This has really been a mess, and you've done a great job. But the thing I want to say, I don't follow politics too much, but, you know, you were the guy who came in, you had a lot of crap you had to deal with, and then you did it, you did budgets. But what I noticed this year, I don't follow this stuff, but you took a pay cut. And this is something that needs to happen across the board. You took a pay cut here in Utica, and then the council followed. A couple of people, other people did not, but you were a guy who came in, he said, things are tough, and I am cutting my pay. I mean, that's something that I don't follow politics here, but I just think that's something that others need to do, and I hope that the next mayor follows in your footsteps, keeps your pay cut, and I just think you've been doing a good job representing the real working class person.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's got to be nice to hear that.
Well, you know, I honestly, until I announce, I have heard more of that, and I got to tell you the truth. A fellow the other day, he said, listen, Mayor, he said, I got to tell you something. He says, I've always been a Republican. I voted Republican, he says, but I voted for you. I wish I could vote for you again. He says, I don't agree with everything, and which everybody can agree with everything. He says, but I got to tell you something, you did a great job. And he says, you know what? And he's told me the same thing. He says, you're the only mayor in history to take a pay cut. And I says, you're right. And he says, everybody thinks that the Mayor Hanna worked for a dollar.
He didn't work for a dollar.
He didn't work for a dollar. That was hype. And you know what? I didn't take the pay cut just to tell everybody I took a pay cut. I took the pay cut for a symbol to tell the unions, listen, we all have got to feel the pain. If I got to dish out pain, listen, I've had to lay off people. I've had to cut staffing. If I'm going to dish out the pain, I got to feel the pain myself. You know, we have got to band together. And this is what I talk about, you know, crossing the borders. If we're going to survive, we have got to cooperate and consolidate. You know, I've worked closer with the county executive, Pacenti, than anybody. And, you know, we always are on the phone with one another, and I say this all the time. We try to work together to consolidate what we can. You know, we're doing the 911 system, and that was really, you know, I had to worry about keeping the same level of service for my Utica residents, but I also look at saving money. You know, we've done these things. We're doing these things. We're in the process of these things. So.
Yeah, talk to the town you're on with Mayor David Raffaro. Hello, you're on. Hang up. Did you hang up? They hang up. just to let everybody know, there was a this is a breaking news story from my mother, Mayor.
Oh, okay, from your mother.
I think we had a small tornado on Albany Hill Road, 1/4 of a mile from our house. Lots of damage and three homes. It was scary. So that's all. That's all breaking news. That's all. But getting back to everything, was the firing of Rob Palmieri politically motivated? I mean, let's just get this to rest right now.
Absolutely not. You know, absolutely not. It's, you know, I'm not going to go into all that. He's running for mayor. If the constituents out there want to vote for him, I'm not going to come here and bash him. Listen, when you are at the head, okay, and you see that things are not going in the way that they should be, then you have got to make the tough decisions. If I don't make the tough decisions, then shame on me.
Right.
You know, politically motivated. That, listen, even back then, you know, my family was telling me, you know, listen, it's how much more are we going to take on as a family? You know, and that's the bottom line. But politically motivated, no. No, not at all. Let me tell you something. We had to consolidate departments. We did things. And, you know, in the very beginning, I got to tell you the truth, he didn't want to be codes commissioner.
Really?
He did not want to be codes commissioner.
No, he was codes commissioner. Mayor Julian appointed him. Is that right? Was he?
Back then, I don't know. No, he was a weed and seed.
There you go.
You know, Rob did a good job of what he did.
Yeah.
I've got to say, he did a good job of the task that he had to do. You know, but it wasn't going where I needed it to go.
Right.
Not fast enough, you know. But you know, listen, I'm not here to talk about that either.
See that guy walk by the window?
I see
every time they go by the window, Mayor, it throws me off. Talk of the town, you're on with the mayor.
Hello?
Yes, you're on with Dave Raffaro.
I don't live in Utica, but I wanted to. I live in Marcy, and I don't really follow the city's politics as much, but I wanted to just thank the mayor, and I don't know, I've never met him, but the work he's done on the tobacco with the youth, I'm a retired teacher, and the work that I've tried to educate the kids on, you know, not using tobacco products, I just think it's really commendable, the things he's done to try and get our youth to be on a right path, and I've never met him, but I feel strongly about that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And, you know, I'll tell you how that came up is I was in one of the Nice and Easy, I don't know whether it was Nice and Easy or one of those corner stores, whatever it was, and they had a tobacco ad, and I was with my daughter, and it was right next to the ice cream cooler. and I looked at it, and I said, you know what, this is ridiculous how they promote the smoking. So I wrote all of the big companies, and I told them, I said, listen, you've got to take that advertising down where kids can see it. I says, you know, you make it look fancy, you make it look like, you know, this is something they should be doing. And I got, like, Altria and all of them, I got letters back. They took down all of those ads that anything had to do, like the ice cream counters or whatever like that. They took down all those ads. But I pushed it pretty hard. I mean, that's a big issue, but I believe in it.
Yeah.
I believe if it's for our kids, listen, the bottom line is that if you don't embrace our youth and you don't teach them the right way, we are never going to sustain ourselves as a community. And I truly, truly believe that, whether it's tobacco, whether it's the, you know, I do the, for the obesity with the children, you know, Operation Play in the Park, healthy snacks. You know, these are the things that we need to instill in our youth now. And I just hope the next person keeps on doing these things, because you know what? My Facebook page was blowing up by a lot of the kids in the schools, because they loved it when we used to go there. They loved it when we used to go to the pools, and they loved our essay contest. You've got to engage our youth and lead them on the right path. And I truly, that's one thing that I truly firmly believe in. That's why myself and my wife have done all of these fundraisers, you know, the Mayor's Charity Ball, all for children. And that's the only way that we're going to sustain ourselves. But thank you, man, for your call. I appreciate
it. Keep up the good work.
All right, thank you. So what's wrapping up? What's coming up in the city, Dave? What do you got going on?
Okay, well, you know, the harbor, as you can see in North.
Have you been to Nicky Doodles yet?
I have not.
I haven't. Actually, either. This weather's killing me. I can't wait to get out there.
I did go away for a few days, and now I'm back. And actually, I was going to go last night.
Yeah.
But it was pouring rain, and I didn't want to get out of my car.
I can't wait to get there.
And I was all by myself, and I didn't want anybody to see me buying an ice cream all by myself. I'm supposed to be on a diet, but yeah. I'm going to go there. I mean, Tim Toomey did a great job there. You know, there's a classic example. Last year I took him and I drove him around. I showed him the harbor. I showed him our vision. I showed him what we're going to do, and I showed him exactly what's happening. He said, take me back to City Hall. Give me the rest of the permits. He says, I'll be open by the end of April.
Smartest movie ever made.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he said, you know, it's the best thing that's happening at this harbor in the last 50 years. And so he did a great job. Tim, congratulations to you. I will be stopping down. Hopefully,
they
we'll
have
do
the
a
best
formal
ice cream sundaes, Mayor. Yeah, they have a million of them. And they opened up a location in New Hartford in the shopping center.
I didn't know that.
Right at the old Frosties in the New Hartford Shopping Center. It's just ice cream only.
Oh, okay.
Which is all right, because I could just go take a short drive.
Is
up
that
to
recent
Utica.
They just opened
yeah,
up? I didn't even know that.
So now they have a Rome one, a New Hartford one, and a Utica one. It's
and
a triangle. And Oneida. Yeah. It's a triangle of awesomeness, and it's been a Rome staple for years and years.
He's
and
got
years.
A great concept, you know. He's got a great product and a great concept. But, I mean, that's just one of the things. The harbor, if I leave any legacy, it's going to be that harbor. They have to finish it, and I will leave that harbor for them, so that there can be nothing but success there. Trust me.
Now, Bob Cardillo, the endorsed Republican candidate for the city, said that he will not pursue the master plan if he's elected.
Well,
that's a big mistake. Yeah,
let me tell you something. The master plan was one of the first things that I promised, and I'll tell you this, that you cannot lead this city without a master plan, and if you don't have any type of vision like we have in the master plan. See, the master plan is not the mayor's plan. It's the people's plan.
You know, and Robert Sullivan was on the other day kind of making that as a detraction against you, that it wasn't the mayor's master plan. He calls it the mayor's master plan, but he really only had 15-minute involvement with it.
Well,
it was a community panel. Is that a negative or is that a positive?
Well, see, that's a positive. You see, what Bob doesn't tell you is that he was involved in the master plan, and you know what? I set up the committee, I set up the structure for it, and I made it happen. But because it needed to happen. But a master plan has to be developed by the people and for the people. It has to be developed by the community. And, you know, if the mayor went to all of those meetings, which I shouldn't go because I should not be influencing these people.
I agree.
You know, that's why you don't do these things, is that because you don't want to influence these people. And he knows that. And I'm glad you brought up that point. He knows that I shouldn't be at those meetings. I would go to thank them, to say, you know, thank you for giving of your time. But you know what? It's not the mayor's plan. It's the people's plan. And he should, and he knows that better than anybody. So shame on him for even saying that. But, you know, we facilitate it. We make sure that it happens.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you. Chatty Cathy's out there. Thank you. You know, because I think it's you know, if it was just your plan, you didn't have any.
No.
And why would if you didn't include the community in it, it would be shame on you, Mayor David Ferrell, for
absolutely
not including. But since you did, now it's like shame on you, Mayor David Ferrell, for not being.
No, you don't. You know? You don't do that. And he knows that. You know what? And I was listening to him when he said that, and I was laughing to myself, and I said that he knows that is such nonsense. You know, I got to tell you something. I would have more respect for him to come on and say, listen, I don't like the guy. He did this. But you know what? Give people the facts. You know what? There's no facts because I've you people have known that I've stood by him. Just wasn't taking the department in the direction. And why can't you leave it at that? You weren't taking the office in the direction I wanted you to take, and that's the end of it. And you know what? If you want to go out and say these things, you know that are not true. Well, so be it. I can't stop you from doing that. But you know, listen. Just why don't you call the last mayor. And Mayor Julian, why don't you have him in here? Let him talk. I'm not going to talk.
Right.
But, the master plan was one of the greatest things we ever did. And if the next mayor doesn't follow it, they are headed for disaster. Absolutely will be disastrous. You're not going to follow everything in that master plan verbatim.
But.
And there's things in the master plan that you can't do. But I will tell you, that master plan is your blueprint to success. And if you don't adhere to it somewhat, you are destined for failure. So I would beg Mr. Cardillo, if he said that, I don't know that he said that. You're saying he said that. I didn't hear that. But if he said that, I wish he would call me, and I would lead him through that because that's what absolutely needs to happen. You have to do that. There are so many good things in that master plan, and there are so many citizens that put their time and effort into that. Let me tell you something. There will be a travesty if they didn't do it.
Talk of the Town, you're on with Dave Raffaello. This is going to be our last call, and we're going to have to wrap it up with the mayor. Go ahead. I get more hang-ups, Dave, I'm telling you. Anyway, Mayor, thanks for coming in, and I really appreciate it, addressing some of these issues. And because I think, people were talking, and they wanted to hear your side of the story. You got it out there, and I really appreciate it, because you really didn't have to come on and talk about any of this.
No, I didn't, but you know what? The people of Utica deserve it. They deserve to hear it. And, I honestly, everyone, thank you. Thank you for your cards and your letters and your phone calls and your emails and the Facebook. It really makes me feel good that you all feel that I'm doing a very good job. And I will always be around to help this city. I love this city. And thank you all very much.
Well, let's try this call one more time. Hurry up. You're on with David Farrell. I got to take a break, so we got to make it quick.
Oh, I have to ask the mayor a question. I wanted to know, I know there's a lot of roads that have to be fixed. Which roads does he determine has to be fixed first? Does the main roads have the first priority? I'll listen to him on the radio.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, yes, we send our engineering department out, and actually I drive every street in the city at least 2 to 3 times along with the engineering department. And, we have so many streets that are so bad. We take the main thoroughfares that are mostly heavily trafficked areas. We try to do those. But we have got to do the residential streets also, not just the commercial streets. We try to pick the worst streets, and then we work from there. Right. There's just so many of them.
And some
year.
Of the streets that you get the funding for are very specific.
Well, yes.
Streets,
see,
so
some of them
true.
Have to come from CDBG dollars, which have to be in an at-need area. Some pile of money will come from the federal funds, which that money has to be spent on certain streets. Different pots of money have to be spent in certain sections and certain areas. But I will tell you, we don't have enough money to pave nearly anywhere near the streets to get them up to snuff. And I got to tell you, this was one of the worst winters because we had a lot of thawing and freezing and then we had to use a lot of salt. And so we just, honestly, we've got a mess out there. And thank God for that pothole killer, because that machine is really saving the potholes, at least filling them, and it's maintaining them. Compared to the old way we used to do it, by filling them from the back of a truck, and by the end of the day, that pothole would be empty again.
Yeah.
But this new pothole killer has a certain mixture that is guaranteed for 3 years. So at least, we're putting a Band-Aid on that.
Excellent. Utica Mayor David Raffaello, thanks so much for coming in.